From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are meeting Tuesday at the White House as skepticism grows about the chances that a summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un will take place. Moon is expected to try to reassure Trump that next month's meeting, if it happens, can lead to a historic breakthrough. Trump said the North has to decide what kind of future it wants.
North Korea has a chance to be a great country. And it can't be a great country under the circumstances that they're living right now. But North Korea has a chance, really, to be a great country. And I think they should seize the opportunity. And we'll soon find out whether or not they want to do that.
Trump speaking to reporters alongside President Moon in the Oval Office. He said if it doesn't happen, maybe it will happen later. It may not work out for June 12th, but he added that there's a good chance we'll have the meeting. President Trump said Tuesday there is no deal yet to lift the 7-year ban on the sale of American-made components to the giant Chinese telecommunications company ZTE. But he did say there might be a settlement as part of ongoing trade talks between representatives of the world's two biggest economies. Trump told reporters at the White House that he could envision a $1.3 billion fine against ZTE for violating the U.S. ban on trading with Iran and North Korea. He also saw the replacement of ZTE's management and board of directors and the imposition of what he called very, very strict security to prevent the theft of U.S. intellectual and national security secrets. We caught them doing bad things, Trump said. This is VOA News. Russia's lower house of parliament, the Duma, has approved a counter-sanctions bill aimed at imposing what lawmakers say are painful trade restrictions on the United States and other states they call unfriendly. Correspondent Charles Maines reports for VOA from Moscow.
In its third and final reading Tuesday, lawmakers argued the counter-sanctions bill was essential to safeguarding the security and interests of Russia. The law is expected to pass easily in Russia's upper house of parliament and be signed into law by President Vladimir Putin. The measure gives the Russian leader broad authority to ban goods from the U.S. and other states the Kremlin deems as hostile to Russia. Yet the decision to allow the Kremlin to determine which goods would be targeted reflected concerns that proposals for an outright ban on American goods, including essential medicines not produced domestically, would hurt Russian consumers and businesses. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
A mass Ebola vaccination campaign is underway in the Democratic Republic of Congo. The Ministry of Health and international aid agencies held a second day of inoculations in northwestern Equator province. The latest World Health Organization estimates that there have been 51 cases of Ebola. 27 people have died. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
The World Health Organization says 33 people, most of them frontline healthcare workers, were vaccinated against Ebola on Monday in Imbandaka, a city of more than 1 million people. WHO spokesman Tarek Jazarevich tells VOA he expects the campaign to accelerate and ultimately reach thousands of people. Jazarevich says a lot of work has to be done before this complex operation can hit its stride.
You need to have vaccination teams to be trained so they know exactly what they need to do, how to get a consent, how to define eligibility of a contact and contacts of contacts.
More than 600 contacts have been identified. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pakistan is to host an anti-terrorism meeting of a China-dominated regional security group Wednesday. Some observers consider the eight-nation group a counterweight to NATO. Now briefly, President Maduro has expelled the top U.S. diplomat from Venezuela, accusing him and his deputy of conspiring against his government. China says it will reduce auto import duties effective July 1st, and officials say 9 protesters were killed when Indian police opened fire on demonstrators demanding the closure of a copper plant. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.